385571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, March 18th, 2025 edition. Kind of an interesting little short memoriam to announce this morning. Former Senator Darwin Boer dies at age 82. Former Senator Darwin Boer, the Evart Republican, died Sunday night at age 82. Remembered in interviews for his warmth and storytelling, Boer served in the Senate from 2011 through 2018. So, kind of a sad story to report today. We're going to check our microphone setting here, make sure we're on the right setting. Here we are. One of the things I think that my personal experience with Senator Boer was in 2010. He served in the House from 2005 to 2010 and then began serving in the Senate from 2011 through 2018. He ran for the state Senate the same year I did in 2010's November election. One of the things that I had a conversation with him about while leaving the House and becoming a senator was the fact that Michigan needed to become a right-to-work state. And he was very, very, very supportive of that effort. Reached out to him numerous times, had a couple of meetings with him, and then rookie freshman Senator Patrick Kolbeck, who had never served in the House. Well, Senator Darwin Boer was very instrumental in helping Pat Kolbeck in putting the language together for his bill to make Michigan a right-to-work state. One of the things that he wanted to make sure Patrick understood was the process and the importance of working with someone in the House that'd be willing to have the same language in the bill, that they could be more or less tie-barred together, passed in the House, passed in the Senate, no conferencing needed to be done, and then send it to the desk of then-Governor Rick Snyder for signature. Before being placed in hospice care earlier this month, Boer was struggling with pneumonia and respiratory issues. He had ALS as well and was suffering from other related health concerns. Nearly 8 years ago, the legislature celebrated his 75th birthday outside of the Senate gallery. On the table were his favorites, caramel apple cupcakes, as well as a car that was topped with an edible car and a Michigan roadway with deer running into in front of the vehicles on the cake. According to Patrick Teed, his former chief of staff, Boer had a record of hitting 14 deer during his 14 years of legislating. Poor guy. He said that the amount of damage done with wildlife accidents caused a couple of vehicles to be totaled, and for sure always having to have front bumpers, hoods, and windshields replaced. According to him, the process is that he was always in a good mood. I think it's one thing that Darwin was so good at. He always had a story about everything. And always put people at ease and make them feel comfortable. Oftentimes laughing at his own stories at his own expense. But he always had a great way to keep conversations moving. The spokesperson, Patrick Teat, said that he first started working for Bohr at age 17 years old through his high school co-op program. Before joining the legislature, Bohr was a bank manager as well as the previous Osceola Township supervisor and assessor. Whenever Bohr entered the House, Teat said he hired two staff members from his local community and often had them stay with him throughout his tenure in Lansing, providing places for them, the staff, to sleep, stay, and of course, take a shower and have a meal. He said his thoughts were very favorable about his memories with Bohr, and he always laughed at the cat in the hat that he wore during the National Reading Month for children. Also, he mentioned the fact that one time while he was at a golf outing, he accidentally hit a goose. Talked about it at the start of a Senate Republican caucus meeting. He also was very engaging with farmers and always carried with him an EpiPen to manage his bee allergy. Loved the outdoors, loved hunting, loved playing golf. So one of the things that I just finally want to mention as we talk about him and his passing, his contributions to the state of Michigan will never be forgotten. Him leading and voting, advocating for us to becoming a right-to-work state. He also was very much involved in the permitting process. He worked with permits for state government to purchase land in northern Michigan and worked very diligently, as long as it makes payment in lieu of taxes that benefited local governments on the property they already owned. He did that while serving on the National Resources Committee back on April 4th of 2018. He also sponsored legislation that lifted some of the regulations and mandates about individuals being able to keep and cook their unintended roadkill. Stating, with my experience as hitting deer to and from Lansing, I felt it was a natural bill for me to be the main sponsor on. One thing he said that he always was very interested in was taking a look at the checkbook. Bills that had to do with policy that impact people's lives, especially those in his district. It didn't matter how much money you had in the bank, whether it was $1 million or $10, he treated everyone the same. He would even drive to places, wherever he could go, to attend meetings with people one-on-one. He didn't always know the people and driving to the events, but he definitely said it didn't hurt to send a wave. State Fiscal Agency spokesperson Bill Bowerman, who had been working with the State Fiscal Agency for 37 years, said it almost felt like yesterday when Bohr was attending his retirement party. The two frequently drove in together and visited all 28 of Michigan community colleges in his district. So he just, fond memories, can't believe he's gone. and going to be sorely missed. Got another short story here I'm going to tee up. I don't know if I have enough time to get to it here in a couple of minutes we have left in this segment. But the Livingston County Sheriff creates a Senate candidate committee for 2026. This is kind of interesting. Livingston County Sheriff Mike Murphy has created a campaign finance account listed Mike Murphy for MI Senate. Murphy has worked in the Livingston County Sheriff's Office since 1990. In 2016, he won his first Republican primary race to become the county sheriff, and he was unopposed. In his first general election, he was elected with more than 83% of the vote. Well, just 4 days ago, a committee titled Mike Murphy for MI Senate was formed through the Secretary of State's office. The committee can now start raising money to run for the Michigan 22nd Senate District. The district is currently represented by Senator Lana Tice, who cannot seek re-election in 2026 next year due to term limits. So I'd like to get Officer Rick's opinion on the sheriff, Mike Murphy, running to replace Senator Lana Tice. I believe he is a constitutional sheriff, and I believe Officer Rick likes him. So we'll wait to see his response when he hears this portion of the show. Who, by the way, is working today as a school cop. So listening on the Simple Radio app, loud and clear. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the websites, the apps. We'll get to that here in the next segment. And other stories in the third hour, both from Washington as well as Lansing. We'll keep you updated as to everything that's going on. And hopefully hear an announcement before the end of today's show about Donald Trump's phone call with Vladimir Putin, scheduled for sometime this morning. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4255. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two today. Following the reopening of the Palisades nuclear power plant, U.S. Department of Energy Secretary Chris Wright announced yesterday the release of a second loan disbursement to Holtec to reopen the Palisades nuclear plant. The action releases $56,787,300 up to $1.52 billion in a loan guarantee. Again, this is coming from the federal government, Department of Energy Secretary Chris Wright. This project, when reopened, will provide 800 megawatts of base load power in Michigan to Michigan's electric grid. Wright said, unleashing American energy dominance will require leveraging all energy sources that are affordable, reliable, and secure, including nuclear energy. Yesterday's action is just another step towards advancing President Donald Trump's commitment to increase domestic energy production, bolster our national security, and lower the costs for the American people. The Palisades nuclear power plant will be America's first restart of a commercial nuclear reactor that ceased operations. It also is subject to U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission's licensing approvals. The project is projected to support or retain up to 600 jobs in Michigan, many of them filled by workers who had previously been at the plant for more than 20 years. Yesterday's disbursement of Holtec's second disbursement of funds came from the loan program's office. Since the announcement of its financial loan close in September of 2024, the LPO funds go forward now toward the plant restarting and ensuring the plant will be NRC compliant. House Energy Committee Chair Pauline Wensel, Republican of Waterville, said the long-awaited American nuclear renaissance is here. Today's announcement from the Trump's administration affirms their commitment to increase domestic energy production, bolster our energy security, and provide lower costs to the people of Michigan. As America enters this golden age of energy dominance, Michigan is going to lead the way. In the coming days, the House Energy Committee will take action on a bipartisan They got some Democrats are going to support it as well. Nuclear package. and cement our state's position as the leader in the development of the next generation nuclear technologies. I hope they also would consider hydrogen plants. I believe that's going to be ultimately the cheapest form of producing energy in the state of Michigan, using hydrogen, both as a way to produce electricity and in our vehicles. I have a nice, big, fat, open area under the hood of the Yukon where I could put a hydrogen processing system in and have that tapped right into the gas engine and run it on hydrogen and gasoline. Absolutely excited about that potential. So we'll keep an eye on it. We'll also keep an eye on this plant reopening and seeing how it's going to affect Michigan's power grid. 800 megawatts of power. And that's going right directly into the base load grid here in the state of Michigan. This will not be sold to any other states. It will be consumed in Michigan. Something finally affordable that we can do as a choice, a different way of producing electricity that is considered renewable, considered green, and offset the wind turbines and the solar panel farms that are not going to produce very much electricity that we need in the electric grid. So very, very excited about this news, and actually very excited to hear that the House Energy Committee is going to get a bipartisan nuclear package passed in the House, passed in the Senate, and probably signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. But we shall see. We'll keep an eye on it and definitely, definitely let you know as we see more information coming our way. One of the last things I want to mention real quick, we do have a meeting tonight of the Antrim County Republican Party. It's going to be at 7 o'clock at the county building in Bel Air, upstairs in the commissioner's room. Would like to invite you guys to come be a part of our county party and to hear what we're doing here in Antrim. Going to be a beautiful day, blue skies, sunny, and the meeting starts at 7 o'clock. Just find the Antrim County building, East Cuyahoga Street in downtown Bel Air. Meeting starts at 7 o'clock. Love to see you there. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential.